Welcome back to Energy Stew. I love it that you, so many of you just keep coming back. That says a lot. And now actually we have last week's guest back. And I'm so excited because we're going to cover more territory. And so as you know, I usually ask you a question. So my question this time is, so how much have you stopped aging since the last show we did? Because these animals that we heard from in the last show had so much support for our aging. Not that we're not going to get older, but we don't have to age as much. And so let's see what we can learn today from our wonderful guest amazing animal communicator, Sandra Mendelson. Sandra, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Good to be here again. You know, the animals, because they haven't been subjected to human programming, for one. And they never look in a mirror. Think about that one. Those are just two reasons why growing older for the animal kingdom is just growing, because everything is steps leading upward. You know, as we kind of left off when an elephant said, the last two messages, kind of like when the elephant said, wisdom is the highest achievement, and it only comes to you reaching its peak towards, you know, your latter years. So, you know, stop looking at your value based on, I mean, we know this, whether or not you have spots on your face or your jaw looks like it's sagging. And then the gorilla, where these diseases of the body that we associate with aging are diseases of the mind, because the number one thing that humans do that animals would never do is see ourselves as useless. What, because you can't run a 5-minute mile anymore, or because, you know, your backside isn't all the way up in the air. We really go down a rabbit hole. So I got some more wisdom on other things to focus on about why we're here, if we're lucky enough to make it, you know, to our latter years.
Yes, so I'm very fortunate that I'm heading towards my eighth decade. And yes, another year, I'll be 79 in October. So I'm thrilled somehow that I got here. And I expect to keep going a while longer. And that's why I want to hear more from these animals and what they have to offer.
Okay, well, I'm going to start at the end of the alphabet here with a message from a zebra. Because, you know, over and over and over again, the animal kingdom talks about life lessons. We are all here to learn lessons. We're all here for soul growth. So here's the message. Perhaps it's every life path is important and equally valuable. Perhaps it will help you if you see as we do. We view everything as steps leading upward. We may wobble, but we are forever progressing toward our destination. Our whole life purpose may simply to be to run together in a herd and not step on anyone else's hooves. We might show up in this life to sharpen our intellect, to understand how things fit together, or to learn how to get along with others most harmoniously. Our path in this form may even be to more fully know God, because we had been human and could never feel our connection or importance. All of these challenges are equally valuable. You can never compare anyone's experience with others. We also know with every inch of our being that we are only here until we learn our most important lesson. The ones we don't learn, we will work on in another lifetime. So it helps if we, and the next message kind of supports this. It's from a rabbit, interestingly enough. But to look at what the lessons are, what patterns that we keep seeing that keep showing up for us. Because, yeah, a lot of us are seekers, and we're looking here and we're looking there, but You know, what the animals are saying is it's right in front of you. The lesson will keep manifesting over and over and over again until you get it. So every path is important, and whatever keeps showing up on your plate, those are your lessons. That's yep. what you're here for.
Yeah, there are no mistakes.
Seems pretty simplistic, but, you know, we're subjective to so much information that, you know, it's easy to think that maybe we should try this and try that. And we were, my girlfriend and I were just talking today of a group of really spiritual women, and the way they treated each other in this particular incident. I said, I don't care what kind of crazy names they've given themselves and what kind of labels. That's not, they haven't learned their lesson, because to live a spiritual life means you treat everyone well. It isn't just, you know, your clients or, you know, on the big stage, the big picture, I'm super spiritual, and behind the scenes, I treat people like crap, right? That's hypocrisy.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, well, we've all heard stories about
it. Yeah, so spirituality is something that doesn't speak for itself. We all have to speak for ourselves and hold ourselves to truth.
Yeah.
And behave properly.
Well, this message kind of goes right alongside with that your lessons create your circumstances. Many humans feel, in this particular example, the rabbit is saying, that they're not fully living unless they are with each other. If you find yourself physically alone, realize it's an opportunity for you to reach important understandings. And here's where the message is. The lessons you are here to learn create the structure around you. Circumstances arrange for your highest growth.
Everything is in divine order. And we don't realize that we are on very important spiritual journeys of lessons. Yeah. And most people have no idea why they're even here.
That's exactly right. And yet it's almost like there's no place like home, right? The answer was right under Dorothy's feet, right? Click your heels 3 times. You're there anyway. But that's exactly it. We're all standing in our lessons right now. And we think, well, this is not glorious. This is very, you know what, to learn how right. to get along harmoniously with my husband. Yeah, because any situation is a microcosm of the bigger picture. So you could be in an exercise class, like all the personalities show up, right? Or you could be in a group of 200. It doesn't matter. Your lessons are going to show up wherever you are, yeah. right?
Yeah.
This is a really important one I kind of touched on. This is from a rhino. You have to keep an open mind if you want a flexible body. If you don't pay attention and you allow your thinking to grow rigid, your body will harden like glue. Use your mind now to loosen up your grip on the reins. Let go of your expectations. Let the carriage take you. And we tend to forget when we feel stiffness and we attribute everything to glycation and cellular aging. We forget that it's, you know, almost standard operating procedure to, unless we catch ourselves, grow rigid in our thinking.
But you know, also, I think our lifestyle that we choose is also part of our limitations that represent getting stuck in the frailties of aging because we're not treating ourselves properly.
You know, this is kind of like, not a Rubik's cube. Oh yeah. Those nesting dolls, right? Where there's one inside another, right? So when we start talking about this experience of growing older and we just to see, well, what's inside that? Well, okay. We're talking about how are we treating ourselves physically and how are we treating ourselves mentally and emotionally? And we've heard it 1,000 times about the importance of self-compassion, but how many of us have really, you know, it's like an auto-criticism that goes off in your mind. You don't even know you're criticizing yourself or being hard on yourself because it's so ingrained in the neural pathways in your brain, right? That habitual thinking.
That's how complicated life is. So we right? have to work on every aspect of mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. And Joe Dispenza does a great job of explaining what happens from this habitual thinking and how you have to change your subconscious, yeah. because your brain, especially if you do the same things day after day, You get up, you look in the mirror. What did he say? You get up, you look in the mirror to make sure you're still there. You know, you shower the same way. You do your coffee the same way, or your whatever. You put on your clothes on, you see the same people. And then you wonder why you're on autopilot, right? So not a bad idea to shake up the apple cart and do things a little differently, you know? But to realize your brain has gotten in a rut, a neural pathway rut.
Right, and what we don't realize, we'll bump into.
Yeah, it's I think it's a full-time job, you know, to be aware of your own thinking. I really do. I mean,
this is twofold.
Oh my goodness. And you know, you're catching the monkey mind going, or like, okay, wait, I just left the present moment. Why did I just think of that? Come back here now. Blah, 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 blah.
Right, yeah. Too much. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. The animals are just like, shh.
Right. Just take care of what you seem to have bumped into.
Right. What's in front of you now?
Exactly.
This moment right here. Stop. Like a fish grabs a hook and goes out 500 yards.
But that's also trusting in divine order that the universe delivers serendipitously and synchronistically everything that's proper for us if we're paying attention.
Now it's, you know, I mean, Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body, you know? I mean, all of this angst that we cause ourselves about stuff that happened or hasn't happened yet. And yet in the present moment, you know what the animals always say? Is somebody chasing after you? has your house burnt down? You know, right? The answer is no. Then, like, you're fine. You're still fine. Why did you forget that you're fine? Come back to the basics, which is, you know, this is what the animals really specialize in. You know what I mean? Because we just build things up more and more in more complexities piled on top and different opinions on how to heal and how to do this. And we, you know, the animals say you humans exhaust yourselves and each other. It's true.
Right.
So back to a little bit more fun here. Another great way to kind of re-experience the growing older process is to take bigger risks to express your true self. So this is from Sheep. Growing older means taking bigger risks, but they are different from the risks of youth. Dare to be you in ways that you never have before. You don't have to jump out of an airplane, although you could do that if you like. I just failed to see why you'd want to. I mean, have you ever seen an aerial sheep? Whereas you felt you had something to prove to yourself or others in earlier years, now you can truly live from the inside out. Send a big hello to strangers. Try something just out of curiosity. Who cares about the outcome? And most of all, let that big, beautiful heart out of your chest. Failure to let the love out causes heart trouble.
That's fascinating because our idea of sheep is that they're not thinking, they just follow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's yet another human. Let's look at them from 3D only. We have no idea about how
dynamic
sheep really function. Although yeah. goats did tell me that sheep do complain a lot. I must tell you that. A goat actually killed me. Said, sheep, you know, they moan and whine and complain a lot. We're more about doing, but cows, they're a really peaceful bunch. They're easy to get along with. And I just kept laughing through this whole thing. Like, there's just no way I would know this. But, you know, scientists and behaviorists really do animals a horrific injustice because they're missing that important component, which is the sixth sense. And the animals use it at the same time as the five senses. So every experiment, everything that's observed by animals is only five sensory.
They have much richer lives than they're given credit for.
Of course. But as long as we approach it through our own, you know, that's why you need intuitives, right? To shed light on the intuitive sixth sensory portion of how the animal kingdom functions. They're totally in tune with energy. They all put energy into the earth they walk upon. They all communicate through the thought stream, which is more important than the body, and on and on and on. You know, so yeah, that's another show.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. And recently I received information was downloaded with information about viruses, and they are intelligences as well. And they're intelligent in the plasmic field, in the morphogenetic plasmic field. And it's amazing that they what I was told was that they're here for the good. And what is the good? The good is to challenge us to be better.
I got something too. I did. And it, you know, the great leveler, you know, the people that are most afraid will perish. Viruses are not so different from other consciousnesses, except no one understands our role. Bringing things into balance is what we do. And right. At this time, your entire world is off kilter. So our work is global. What humans are now doing in the name of COVID is highly distorted fear thinking and behavior so far out of alignment with our purpose that it completely overshadows what good we can create.
Well, actually, that's assuming, viruses can kill people. Mm-hmm. And who they're killing are hosts who aren't taking care of themselves properly. And so it's really, they're here to educate us on how to be healthier and stronger so we can evolve better. Hmm. But they're not worried about, you know, the fallout of the people who aren't taking care of themselves better.
So, this is so not a judgment-y statement. This is an open-ended question. You know, how we've heard that a lot of people will be leaving the earth, especially if they're really, I don't know if this is true, this is a question, if they're really lower vibration and they're not ready to move higher.
Well, we don't know.
I don't know that. I don't know. Yeah. I'm asking.
We don't know. All we know is that we're, those of us who are awake are trying to be more awake and live smarter. That's all. And talk with each other and with the animals.
Right. And none of us has a guarantee. It's not like, oh, wow, I'm living in kindness and that means I'm immune to everything. I mean, no, that would be pretty.
Well, it's more complex. It's not just taking vitamins or exercising. It's so much to do with psycho-emotional health and genes, you know, and our family stories, our conditioning, the world around us. And that affects our health, and then how we take care of ourselves amidst all of that, along with nurturing our bodies.
Don't you think it's also having that sense of purpose? Because I listen to people who are, you know, shut away, and I'm watching them really suffer no matter how comfortable their lives are. Because if you don't feel like you have a personal mission of some sort, a personal vision, that's hard for the human. I really do. I think that that's, I think people really suffer because they don't know why they're here.
No, but sometimes a purpose has to do with just dealing with disease, you know, with yourself, with your own you know, emotional, psycho-emotional issues is your purpose. You came here not for, a larger purpose. You came here for the purpose of managing a very difficult psycho-emotional physical condition.
Mm. Yeah. And that's huge. That's a huge life purpose. Think about that.
Yes.
Well, we still have a couple more.
Oh, good.
This one's really good because of all this, all the opinions that have emerged with what's happened in our world. So this is from a panda. Give advice only when you are asked. Make the time to commune with others, especially those younger than you. You will feel good if they ask for your guidance and wisdom. But always wait to be asked first. No one likes a preachy papa or mama.
Right.
So, you know, we tend to forget it. And, you know, you've heard, you know, before the words come out of my mouth, do they pass through three gates? Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Right. And you're like, because you know, people may want to protect someone they love and it's just fear, or they want to change someone's mind. Playing with fire, right?
Right.
Changing someone's mind is going to, you got to be prepared for the repercussions, because I personally don't believe that's what we're here for. Everyone's got free will. And if they ask, right, then you can share your opinion freely. But as soon as you put yourself in a place where you're trying to change someone's mind,
it's a very hard journey.
It is. I just think it's a losing proposition because nobody changes unless they want to, right? For themselves.
Right.
I mean, you've seen it. Where
so being like a role model is very helpful.
Well, yeah, because you're just doing you.
Yeah.
You're doing you. And I mean, this happened with an ex. I never once told him how to eat, but he kind of was watching me. He lost 45 pounds during the time we were together because he just went, oh, I'll eat that. Oh, that tastes good. And the weight just came off him easily, no stress. And now he looks amazing and healthy. But again, he had to be an opening for even noticing what I was doing.
Right. You know? Right. And a lot of people aren't that way. And we can't waste our attention chasing, you know, impossible deeds.
That's why I stopped being a health coach. I had a client meet me for the first time, and before I said anything, he said, I'm not giving up my bagels and my vodka. And I said, okay. I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to just, why are you here? You know, I don't want to be the bad guy. So, okay, we got two. I'd like to end with these two because I love these two from horses, Mike.
Okay, good.
Such ethereal, amazing creatures. This is from a horse named Kodak. Concentrate on presence and energy, not things. As you become less tied to achieving in the third dimension, which hopefully will happen as you're in your latter years, spend more time in the spiritual realms. Let things fall away. Lighten your load of negative emotions. Dump the bucket, so to speak. Less identification with your form allows you to fly as your one true nature. So spend more time giving out energy, not things. Presence without distraction is the key in all situations, and it is quite fulfilling, you will see. The principles we share with you don't change, but perhaps your willingness and ability to live them increases as you move through time.
This was beautiful. That's great. Smart horse.
Yeah, right? Just so, you're right. Just full presence with the person in the moment. It isn't about the presence, but P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, right? It's about that presence with the CE at the end.
Right.
And then the last one is from a horse at the same barn named Albert. Find the magic beyond the mundane. Humans are always peering through a keyhole. When you have spent enough time in your current form, you can better see the big picture if you allow it. Intention, synchronicity, signs. This living universe is talking to you and bringing you gifts all the time. Aging can be your excuse to broaden your view beyond the mundane. Youth are obsessed with shiny things, pleasing the body, acquiring, controlling, defining, stuff they think they need. All illusion, my friends. If our lives were only what you see on the outside, in and out of a box, moving in a circle, and then back into a box, we would go mad. The inner life is where the magic happens.
I love that. I'm thinking that we really need to think of ourselves as serving the magic, serving our magical beings. You can call it spiritual, but I love the idea that we are magical beings. And how do we serve that the best?
No, I love that you said that because you know what? We're all so serious right now, especially now, right? I mean, how... We've lost the magic, that unicorn touch, that serving the magic.
Yeah, we have right? to get out looking, of our
even
own
just,
place.
I mean, looking for signs and noticing synchronicity.
Yeah.
And then you're like, right. Oh my God, there really is magic in life.
That's great.
We need that now more than ever.
Right. That's really observing the magic of life and then being much more respectful of it. You know, loving the magic. I think loving the magic is even better because then we're in an energy that's so expansive.
Mm-hmm. If we don't slow down, we're going to miss it all.
That's true.
Because, you know, you have to hear these things. And it doesn't mean just from the animals, but that bit of wisdom you just shared, you got to hear these things over and over and over again to remind yourself, you know, I don't want to miss the magic. I don't want to miss the signs. Look up in the sky. I mean, I got some amazing pictures of stuff that it's been 2 years, but I'm like, okay, Sandy, maybe you're not paying attention.
You know how miss the synchronicities. Ethnogens, you know, the psychedelics, the way they work actually is to slow our minds down. And they really, the more they slow us down, the more we, our consciousness expands. So anyhow, we're really near the end, at the end of the show. And so you are Sandra Mendelsohn, and you have a wonderful book already in print that many people have bought and can keep on buying called We Walk Beside You. But you have a new version coming out in October.
This one was like making a baby because of the layout. You know, it's one message per page. So it's taking my layout people a very long time. But we're hoping, I believe, I've been told October. When in October? I don't know. The book will be released both in hard copy online and you know, a paperback and an ebook.
And they can keep learning more about you at smendelsohn.com. M-E-N-E-L-S-O-N.
S-O-N. And if they want, all they have to look up is We Walk Beside You on Facebook. I post every single day because so many channelings have come in. The book was put together, so they can get a taste of it there if they like.
Oh, good. Sandra, it's so great to talk with you.
Feelings mutual. Everybody can say goodbye now. We're going to just chat.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.